Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
Really good. It's lovely to talk to you again in 2024.
It's wonderful to be here too.
It is. Now, Lorna, last time we talked, we were setting about the festive intentions around our health and wellness, which way back in December. We're probably already in February and it feels like a year is just flying by us. What topics have you got for us today?
Well, Rosemary, considering we've just had Chinese New Year, I thought we could kind of reframe things as a reboot on our health and wellness intentions and talk about some considerations when it comes to movement and fitness.
Sounds like a great topic, as probably a lot of us might have fallen off the wagon or probably even never really got started, did we?
That's right. And I know we all know we should exercise and enjoy it, but many of us just don't, right? And we question ourselves, what's wrong with me? Why don't I enjoy exercise? Is there something wrong with my motivation? And I'm just here to let everyone know you're not alone. There's a lot of considerations for us. And one of them is to consider the whole point of exercise is that it's stress. Now, you can have good stress and bad stress. Exercise stress and movement stress actually strains your body, but then it learns overnight, it gets stronger with recovery, and then you grow and benefit from it. However, if you are overwhelmed or you're not feeling great, you might have some judgment around how you might look in your exercise attire, and then you've got to go and think about expending energy, it's not surprising you won't find yourself motivated. And then you add into that the layers of if you've tried something before and injured yourself, then that alone can create doubt in your mind that says that doesn't work for me, or fear of pain can stop you as well. Because let's face it, many of us are not fans of being in pain. So who's signed up for a boot camp and found themselves struggling to get results? You might be in the 15 to 30% of people who scientifically will not see a result from boot camp, especially if it's at 5 a.m. in the morning, because that type of exercise is not the right stress for your particular body. So the movement you stress, actually, you need to choose that that stress has to be aligned with your own strengths. If you choose the right type of exercise and environment for your body, and even more importantly, the right time of day, then the stress of exercise will be much easier to cope with and you'll find it far easier to engage with it. Timing is one of the biggest factors in this. So if you're not a morning person, I'm giving you permission that intense exercise in the morning is not your thing. It will stress your body too early in the day and you'll find your energy depleted in the afternoon.
Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industries, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5's Morning Magazine for our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellbeing in her role as health and wellness coach. And now we're back with Lorna Golombek. Please continue, Lorna.
So you might also want to consider why you would want to even increase your movement. I choose to use the word movement rather than fitness or exercise for those of us that have some mental blocks around this. So you really need to have a good reason for changing. It might be your health, being there for your family, having more energy to do the things you love to do, feeling better in your body, or even sleeping better. Then if you can find a type of movement where you can lean into your strengths, then use that to move you physically and mentally, it's not as much of a stress and you can actually end up feeling in flow and feeling better from it than you thought you might. So my example, I love going out paddleboarding. It ticks all the boxes of being out in nature, challenging every part of my body to stay balanced. I can go hard to get my heart rate up and get a muscle burn. Or I can go easy and just focus on my core. If I'm with others, I get to interact and have fun. And time just seems to fade away so I can push myself to go longer. But if you ask me to go for a run, which I used to make myself do, I'm continually counting the seconds until I can stop. On the other side, some people love running or swimming long distances. Their mind clears with the rhythm of running. Others will need a walking or workout buddy to actually keep them accountable. Others lifting heavy weights and heavy things feels good. Other people love a long outside, whereas others are bored to tears with that and will love sprinting or rock climbing for the physical and mental challenge and something to be conquered. Things like dance workout, Zumba, yoga, Tai Chi, the list is endless.
We can all create such a picture about all our failures and pain that we forget how good it can feel when it's complete. So sometimes the goal is just to put your shoes on and get out the door and then see just what you want to do. Sometimes it's just the very first steps you can take, even if they're just to the letterbox and back. You can always come back again the next day for more.
Thank you very much, Lorna. We've enjoyed having you talk to us again today, and we look forward to hearing from you a whole lot more this year. Let's look forward to that, Lorna. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Rose. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Lorna Golombek from SEED Physiotherapy on 101.5, keeping our community informed, connected, and hopefully a little bit more physically active.